Welcome to the Christ Empowered Entrepreneur Podcast, where you will be inspired and equipped to build your business through the power of Jesus Christ. Are you tired of the stress-filled patterns of this world and the fears, doubts, and overwhelm that can leave you undone? Then join me as we explore real business stories, the truths of God to empower us, and the practical strategies that will equip you to apply God's truth and transform your business story. I'm your host, Kathleen Fisher, professional coach, how-to girl, and passionate encourager. And I look forward to helping you become a Christ-empowered entrepreneur in today's world. Hi there, friend. I'm Kathleen Fisher, and if you've ever found yourself suffering from drained energy, decreased productivity, evaporating joy, and hindered business success, then I believe you are really going to resonate with today's topic. Because so often we are living out of an old broken story in our hearts that is paralyzing our work, but we don't realize it. And we don't know what to do about it. That's why on today's episode, we're going to look at the incredible energy, productivity, peace, power, and joy that enters into our business stories when we learn how to step into the new life we've been given in Christ. Let's pray, and then we'll get started. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have given us a new life and a new story to live through Christ. Please forgive us for the ways that we are clinging to our old story and release your grace afresh upon every person who is listening, that each of us may learn to recognize when we are forfeiting the amazing life your Son died to give us. And I ask, Father, that you will illuminate the path that will shift us into living and working out of the abundant life you've given us in Christ. I pray for this, Father, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. All right, let's dive in. The scripture that lays the foundation for today's conversation is found in 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." Now, this scripture is pretty self-explanatory in letting us know that we have become a new creation in Christ and that the old things have passed away and new things have come. But somehow we have strongholds within our lives that keep us walking in the shadows of the old things, the old story we have lived, the old thoughts and beliefs we have grown accustomed to, and the old habits we have learned. Even though Jesus has brought us into a new and abundant life within Him through the powerful indwelling of the Holy Spirit, these old stories and the thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that tag along with them are what hinders our business success. Is it just me, or do you also find the habit of walking in your old, dead nature maddening? You wake up determined to live in the power of Christ's abundant life, and the next thing you know, before you've even gotten your morning coffee, you're being weighed down by your doubts, your fears, feelings of insecurity, weakness, not measuring up, and overwhelm as you look at the day ahead. Well, fear not, my friend. You are not alone. And the good news is that you truly can cast off the thoughts, feelings, and habits of your dead flesh as you learn to walk in the glorious power of your new life in Christ. To help inspire you to grab a hold of this new life, I'm going to share a personal story with you that completely transformed my life and the life of my mother. As I share this story, I want to invite you to consider a time when you have felt too small, too inadequate, or too broken to do something that you really wanted to do. And allow this story to invite you into a whole new way of seeing yourself and the power that God brings when we decide to step away from our old story and into the new story that Christ has for us. This story occurred a number of years ago when my mother had suffered a significant stroke that left her mostly paralyzed and under the control of a step family member. The good part of the story was that this family member moved my mother to a rehab that was 3 hours closer to my home. The bad part of the story was that the step family member held a significant amount of control in this institution because she worked there. After visiting my mom a few times, I began to realize that something was very wrong. My first clue was when the physical therapist brought my mom back from her therapy and refused to tell me anything about the progress my mom was making. When I inquired further, I learned that my step-family member had not listed any of my mother's biological children on her paperwork, so none of us were recognized as someone whom they could share information with. My mother was so upset when she learned about this, and so was I. Next, my mom began to express her extreme concerns to me about this family member. She would grip my hand and plead with me to take control of her care and to take me to where I lived. Now, my mother may have had a stroke, but I did know that she was not insane, and I began to wonder what she knew that I did not. When the weather began to get colder, my mom began pleading for her warmer clothes from her home. So I offered to pick up her clothes on my way to a vacation destination that took me right by her home. But I became forbidden by both the stepfamily member, who now involved my stepfather in the story, to stop me from being able to visit their home, even though I would be driving right past it. I knew my stepfather in the past would never have allowed me to be blocked from simply getting warm clothes for my mother. As I began to pay closer attention to the situation, many things were starting to not line up. Suddenly, my stepfather ended up in the very same rehab as my mother, experiencing violent bouts of dementia. Upon investigating the story I was told about how he ended up there, I realized that that story could not possibly have actually taken place. I began to realize that my parents were in trouble. This family member had created an environment of powerful control over both my parents and especially my mother. And this control was clearly against the direct will of my mother. Suddenly, my position as the youngest child in the family grabbed a hold of me. Yep, my old story. You see, I have always been the cheerleader of the family, the encourager that always looks on the bright side and never fights with anyone. I had no idea how to be a warrior, and I had no interest in becoming one. The idea of fighting for my mother left me completely paralyzed. I began to worry endlessly about my mother, what she must be feeling, and how I needed to rescue her. I wanted with every fiber of my being to walk into that nursing home and take my mother home with me. But I was blocked by the medical proxy, which had this stepfamily member's name listed above my name. And when I pleaded with her in front of administrators who agreed that my mother did want me to take care of her, she refused to release control of my mother. No matter how much my mother may have wanted me to be in charge of her, the nursing home had her listed as incapacitated and told me that the door was closed to such an option. I felt completely small, insignificant, and powerless against the enormous power that I realized this stepfamily member had set up against my mother and my parents. That's when God invited me into His new story. This happened one morning on my way to the ferry to visit my mom. It was about 4:30 in the morning, and I began to plead with God. Please, Father God, change the circumstances of my mother's story. And that's when I heard the Spirit say, "Do you want me to change the circumstances or something bigger?" I thought, well, actually both, but I know that the right answer is the second option. So I jokingly, but seriously, said, "I'll choose option B, the bigger story." And that's when I heard the Spirit of God say to me, "What would happen in this story if you showed up as the daughter of the Most High God of all the universe?" Oh, I can still feel that statement. It washed over me and shook me to my core. And I realized in that moment that I had been living under the bondage of my old story, the way I had always seen myself, but that God was challenging me and, if you will, inviting me to step into an entirely new persona, an entirely new story, but one that was rooted in truth, because I knew that I truly was the daughter of the Most High God of all the universe. And in that moment, I decided that I was going to release my old vision of myself and receive God's new story for me. And by the time I crossed that ferry and arrived at that nursing home, I entered through those doors as a true daughter of the Most High God of all the universe. And that day, I became that stepfamily member's worst nightmare. Every week for the following year and a half, I traveled round trip to visit my mother. I quit my job, but God increased the profits in my husband's business to make up the difference. God moved on the heart of multiple childhood friends in the area that opened the doors of their homes to let me stay with them for what became a 3-day visit every week. To rescue my mother, I was called upon to rise up and go to battle with adult family services, district attorneys, medical administrators, doctors, surgeons, to overcome thwarted cancer surgeries, to battle with nurses, lawyers, courts, and judges. But every step of the way, I watched God provide for my every need as His beloved daughter. I felt Him transform me from the inside out to become the woman I needed to become, a warrior. I watched God fight on our behalf, providing insider information numerous times that helped us to learn about schemes against my mother and to overcome every overwhelming obstacle. I experienced God filling me with confidence and courage I had never had in my old story. But in the new story, Christ showed me how to gain the victory over every problem we came up against. I learned in that story firsthand that Christ is greater than every obstacle we will ever experience on the journey to fulfilling God's will. In the end, after a year and a half of not knowing how the story would end, God suddenly turned the tide. It was at 4 a.m. on New Year's Day, and I had a house full of guests. But the Spirit of God woke me up and said, "Go to your mother." My mother had been transferred to the hospital associated with the nursing home due to a serious bout with pneumonia. And when I arrived, the doctor arrived shortly after. My mother was very sick. And so the doctor began to explain to me about her condition and his assessment of her needs. When he finished speaking to me, I said to him, "I need to tell you, I am not my mother's medical proxy." And he looked at me and my mom as we were holding hands, and he looked at my mother and he said, "Do you want her to be your medical proxy?" And my mother, as only she knows how to say, said, "Yes," as if to say, "Are you clueless that you can't see that I want her to be?" The doctor went on to ask me what the story was, and I shared how the nursing home has my mother listed as incapacitated, and he offered that day to bring in a new psychiatrist to reassess my mother's capacity. And that new psychiatrist was able to discern that my mother did indeed understand what it meant to have someone taking care of her medical needs and exactly who she wanted to be in charge. And that day, I gained the power over my mother's care, including where she would live. While the nursing home did not want to release my mother for various reasons, and the battle continued fiercely for another 2 weeks, Jesus continued to give me the victory over every one of them. And through Christ's power and guidance, 2 weeks later, I drove my mother home to live with me, where by God's grace, I cared for her for the remaining days of her life. This entire story of victory came to pass because I was willing to receive and step into the new story that Christ died to give me and the Father invited me into. It's a story that says, I am not small, weak, or insignificant, but I am the daughter of the Most High God of all the universe. And with that position comes the wisdom, peace, and power through Christ to do the impossible. My friend and sister in Christ, the same is true for you. Are you feeling too small and inadequate to climb the mountains that are in front of you to fulfill the will of God? Are you feeling overwhelmed by the myriad of tasks needed to fulfill God's call upon your life? Are you longing to live the abundant life that God created you to live in Christ? But are you stuck or holding yourself back as you hold on to your old story? Then I invite you to join me today on the amazing adventure of becoming a Christ-empowered entrepreneur. It's the adventure of a lifetime that you don't want to miss. It will shape you into the woman you never thought you could be. It will take you places you never dreamed of. And it will empower you to fulfill God's will for you. So if you're tired of being hindered in the work God has called you to do by the life-draining and unproductive thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that are part of your old story, then let's connect. I'm here to help you activate the new life Christ has given you and see it transform your business. Simply check out the show notes for more details. In our next episode, we're going to be looking at how to transform paralysis into productivity. I look forward to seeing you there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how can we ever thank you enough for the new life you have given us in Christ? It is so incredible to be transformed from our old ways of seeing and believing into a whole new way of walking in oneness with you through Christ. Help us, Father, to grasp the wonder of this. Help us to be willing to let go of our old stories and to step into the new story and the new ways of doing our lives and businesses together with you in Christ and through the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you have made this possible for us through Jesus Christ. Capture our hearts, Lord, and ignite them with a passion for loving you with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, and all of our strength, so that we may see your glory, and your will be fulfilled on this earth as it is in heaven. We ask you for this blessing, Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye for now. Thanks for joining me on today's Christ Empowered Entrepreneur Podcast. If you enjoyed today's topic, make sure to follow this podcast so you won't miss any future episodes. And remember that God doesn't desire for you to build a business out of your own strength, but rather through the peace, power, and joy of Jesus Christ.